Today is Wednesday, and it is our Dr. Leah show. And before I forget, I'd like to bring her on.
Yes, before you forget.
So good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good.
I'm only did that because I had a sneak peek at Dr. Leah's tip. And it's really, like I said to you at setting up this morning, Dr. Leah, it's perfect for me. I don't know what it is. Do we get really busy and then we just don't pay attention? What is it, Doctor? Well, why don't you tell us your tip first? And then we'll chat.
You can ask why.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, memory is a major issue as we get older. And sometimes, you know, you hear about all these dementia and Alzheimer's statistics and drugs to take and all that, but there's some other really basic ways to help your memory. In our brains, there's these pathways or circuits that get well ingrained because we do something the same way all the time. You go to the store and start shopping the same way. You drive to work the same way. You have a routine.
Mm-hmm.
All of us do that. We thrive on that. You know, it's like that's what we do to kind of get our day going. Memory is formed by doing different routines, changing things up, experiencing new stuff. You get new memories. When you do the same thing all the time, you do it so unconsciously, you're not even thinking about it. I have people that go, God, I don't know how I got to work today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they've done it so much the same way that it's not, they don't even have to think about it. So when you're not thinking about something, you're not using your brain. And keeping our brains stimulated is very important as we age. So, you know, go work a different way. Because you kind of have to think about it and do that a few times in a row and then do a different way or shop differently. Change up your routine a little bit. That's why, you know, puzzles and Sudoku and all those kind of things are good because they make you think. They stimulate the brain. Then don't stop learning. Don't stop doing all those kind of things as you age because an idle brain is the devil's workshop. Is that what they call that?
You know, an idle brain is something.
It's something.
I can't remember what it is, Dr. Leah.
You know, Dr. Leah, though, as Rochelle started the show, she was saying, well, what a lot of the reasons that our memories start to go is the foods we're eating, that we're getting the fish oils right, and that we're exercising. And so it's a lot more than just because we're getting old.
Of course. I mean, one of the major things that happens is we don't absorb as well. That's a huge part of it. It's like we stop making as much hydrochloric acid after a certain age, and when you stop absorbing, you can take all the things in the world, but it doesn't go in.
Right, so you think you're doing everything right, but it's not. How do you know you're not absorbing it?
You go to Dr. Leah and you have her do the panel test. That's how. And then she tells you, oh, you need more vitamin D.
That's a big one. I mean, actually, that's right, Rochelle. Doing some real basic blood work.
See, I remembered.
Thank heavens.
I'm not dead yet.
Thank heavens.
Blood work does tell me about nutrient status, but also digestive function and many other things tell me about that as well.
Right. Well, that's the whole point. If you're feeling like you're slipping, you know, and you're forgetting things, that the first thing to do would be to go to Dr. Leah and get you some tests run.
Mm-hmm.
Find out, you know, how everything is absorbing in your system, because most of us baby boomers are taking supplements. I mean, most of us have, at least we know we're supposed to take, the fish oils.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm taking this flaxseed, Dr. Leah. You'll love it because we know that flaxseed's good, right? So we go and we get our big bag from Costco, and I just take a tablespoon a day now. Just eat it.
And it's a flax meal, right? It's already ground up?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, just take a tablespoon.
I don't know how she takes it, Dr.
It's like cereal.
I want to choke.
It kind of tastes like cereal.
I have to put it in yogurt.
I put it in. I have a protein shake in the morning, and I put it in that. And so it's just mixed in it. You can put it on oatmeal. You can put it. Don't eat it straight.
She does. She eats it straight.
It tastes
at 4 o'clock, she eats
okay.
it straight.
It's kind of nutty. I don't know.
I gag.
I had no problem. Well, the first time Rochelle and I took it, she did. It was the funniest thing. And she started to laugh, and then you're spitting this thing out. You know, because we had heard from a nutritionalist that if we would take it like at 4 in the afternoon, it would get rid of your hunger. So that was a good time to sort of take it.
The fiber, yeah.
Yeah, it's the fiber. But anyway,
hasn't worked on me yet. I'm still trying.
I find that all of these, we're taking all of these supplements, but if it's not absorbing, then we're wasting our money, and then that would be why we're not feeling great, too.
Right, and that can affect, definitely affects brain function. I mean, all that stuff affects brain function. But our routine is probably one of the biggest things that we get stuck in it, and we've been stuck in it for 20 years or whatever.
So true.
So do something different, and it stimulates it, gets it all going.
I like that. So instead of cleaning the bedroom first, clean the bathroom. Change it up.
Yeah.
Instead of going to the produce department, go to the milk department.
Yes.
Then you'll get lost. So,
yeah, then you'll
know.
Go, what's on my list?
Now, where did I park my car?
Yeah, where am I?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, this is interesting, Dr. Leah, because, you know, here you've got babies,
Michelle,
that are bald, right?
Yeah.
And then as you get older, then they...
What's that have to do?
I have a point.
I saw
so then as you get older, you get bald again, right?
Yeah,
When you're first born, your memory's not working very well, or at least we don't realize it, and you get older. Well, I had heard that when you're trying to help children to get their minds working when they're little, that you're supposed to do the same thing. You're supposed to create stories and do things with them, and that's how their brain begins to work. So see how life evolves? We have to do this. Same thing.
It does. I mean, I laugh because it's like, yeah, babies are bald, old men are bald, babies are incontinent, so are old men.
Yeah.
You know, and it just kind of goes.
But I thought this was interesting about the brain, because that's what they say you're supposed to do with small children. So I'm going to start that with Rochelle.
Instead of getting mad at me, you know, what's wrong with you? She can engage me in a story.
That's
now,
what I'm going to do.
Let's talk about.
Thyroid,
and then you'll remember.
Also helps. Rochelle.
Yeah, really? I think we all had a light bulb in the studio, Dr. Leah.
Is that really true, Dr. Leah? Your thyroid affects your memory?
Oh, yes. Thyroid and adrenals definitely do. I've had many people that say, I'm in a brain fog, and their thyroid and adrenals are off, and we'll balance them out, and it helps.
My gosh. Well, we know our adrenals are off because I was given some of those little pills, and I was supposed to take them at 10 and 2, remember?
Right.
Yeah.
But she kept forgetting.
Well, you forget. You forget. And so, but I'm going back in and getting some of those today because I did run out. So, you know, I see what you're saying, and I am on thyroid. So, okay. Thank you, Dr. Leah.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Well, Dr. Leah, tell everybody how they can get to you.
Oh, well, that'd be good. I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
And, of course, you can go to chatwithwomen.com and all of Dr. Leah's information. For the last 2 years, all her tips are there, her shows are there, so you can find out a lot. But we really recommend that go in and talk to Dr. Leah if you're having any memory issues. So thank you, Dr. Leah.
Okay, have a good day.